Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the one, the only, former Packers offensive lineman, Mike Wall. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. And, of course, make sure to check out Block Party Podcast and Pack-A-Day Podcast as well. Mike Wall, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Handsome?
I'm doing good. So I want to talk about the offensive line and all of that. But before I get to that, my producer, Charlie Usen, pulled this clip that I want to play for you and get your thoughts on. Travis Frederick, you know who that is, right? Played for the Cowboys, former Wisconsin Badger offense. You heard this? All right. For everybody that didn't hear this, I want Mike Wall's opinion on this.
A lot of people will be very surprised to hear that I didn't watch film. It was early on in my career, and we were playing against Khalil Mack. He was playing defensive end there, and I had studied so hard, and I knew that he did this move on this game where the tackle would go up the field and take the guard out, and then he would come inside into the middle knowing that he was facing a center sliding to him. Center's the worst pass blocker, and he's the pass rusher, you know. So when he did this, he would always do this shake, 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 and he would go over the top. And so I was ready for it. And so, of course, this happens. We're down. I must have been back at like the 10-yard line or something like that. We were backed up. Here it comes. I see it. And he shakes, shakes, shakes. So I set my feet so that I can go back over instead of fading to him. And he saw that I set my feet, and he stuck his arm directly in my chest, blew me up, threw me backward. And it was at that moment that I realized that good players in the NFL – work on these things and know the tendencies and work and do all those things. But the great players in the NFL play the game in the moment and can make that adjustment and see that the center set his feet instead of sliding to it. In that shake time was his time to evaluate, stop my feet and go across. And so at that moment I said, I need to stop doing this, because if I guess, I'm going to be wrong, you know, certain percentage of the time. But if I focus in on my technique and put myself in a good position to react on in that moment, then I'm going to be just fine.
All right, Mike Wall, that's Travis Frederick, former Badger, former Cowboy from the Haymaker Network. How common is this in the NFL, the offensive lineman going, hey, man, I don't got to watch film. Let the quarterbacks do that.
Yeah, I never heard that. I mean, think about how good he would have been if he learned how to watch film right. That's crazy, because he was an awesome player. Yeah. I would say it this way. You watch film, especially – we had this long discussion about this earlier on another show, but like offensive line's really one of the few positions where not only do you have to know kind of, you have your tips, tells and tendencies about the defense and the guy you're playing against, but you also are engaged in a 1v1 confrontation every time. So just understanding kind of the broader structure of the defense and what they're trying to accomplish, and then having to take that down to the micro level. Like that's, you're really one of the only few people on the field that have to do that play in and play out. Right. So I always used to think about film as I'm trying to figure out what that person, I want to know what they look like pre-snap and what that means for their tendencies. Like if they line up in a certain stance, are they going to go inside, outside, whatever, right? And then some linebacker stuff. But what I'm really trying to figure out is like what they're not capable of doing. So like, for example, I've never seen Khalil Mack do an Aiden Hutchinson type chop. So I don't ever need to set for that kind of play because I know that he's not going to. Now, if he pulls it out on me, he's going to beat me. But he's probably going to beat me anyway. So what you're trying to do is just like narrow the funnel down to figure out like what kind of set beats the kind of player that he is, maybe more so than like the way that Travis thought about it, again, when he was really early on in his career, which is like, okay, if I just memorize everything he can do, he can't beat me, which is, I agree. Like, I think that's an asinine way to do it as well. But just generally trying to understand what guys are capable of doing and not doing physically is a real advantage when you're constantly in a 1v1 matchup.
Follow up. Caleb Williams apparently didn't watch film correctly, didn't understand how to watch film the correct way, whatever it was that came out after that. What about offensive linemen? You get new guys coming into the locker room from college and so forth. What is that transition like?
Well, it depends on the quality of the coach in college and the quality of coach at the National Football League level. And then obviously if you're working with guys outside, but somebody's got to teach you. And the best guys to learn from obviously are the players that are mentors in that locker room and in that film room, because I call it like the global level of film that you watch, which is the way that coaches see the tape, right? Like third down and long, right, short yardage, goal line, situational football. But then there's this like chronological local level that you need to look at. Like, how is a guy setting up his pass rush moves over the course of the game? How are we, you know, what are those tips, tells, and tendencies that we can determine by his stance and his split playing and play out that are going to just give me the edge and the advantage on those specific plays, right? So you need to be able to see it at both levels. And I think, you know, one of the things that we just do the detriment of offensive line play, and the reason that you see some really, really, really good players up here, and then everybody else is kind of, I think, you know, the gap's pretty far between the top guys and the second level, is that we just don't do a very good job of teaching these guys how to study off the field.
Wow, there you go. Learn something new today. Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. You'll always learn something new when you hear him. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68 here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Okay, let's get to the crux of the matter. Jordan Morgan. I said this earlier in the show, and I teased the whole time. Hey, Mike Wall's going to come up. He'll give us the real true breakdown. I'm just talking from a fan perspective. I want you, if you're able to, and I'm sure you are, tell me where he was at the beginning of the year at that guard position, and tell me how much better he got throughout the year at the guard position. Okay, he wasn't doing this at the beginning of the year, Sparky, but he was starting to make some progress in this area and so forth. If you have positive things that he was getting better at, because from a fan perspective, nobody's watching the damn guard play every single play to know whether or not he's getting better. The only time they see the guard is when he gets blown up and he gets sacked or there's a holding call or something. Then everybody goes, oh, he screwed up again. But otherwise, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, what a fun existence we all have at the line where like you only get noticed for bad stuff that you do, right? What a great existence. Listen, Jordan Morgan, I think the reality is, if you know, the Jordan Morgan project is not in its completion yet, and I think he's got a long ways to go. I think he can still be a really, really good pro, and these things sometimes take time. He's been in different positions. Obviously, when Sedemich left the line room, you could just kind of tell. I would say that the development or the technical aspects of the game have not kept up since he's been there. I don't think they're at as high a level just overall game or overall positional play. Jordan Morgan is going to be a really good football player in this league. What at the right guard position, for me personally, just watching the way he plays, his demeanor, the way he comes off the ball, his hand, everything, his profile and the contact, it doesn't really seem like it's a great position for him because it's a really physical game down there, and I don't know that that's his strength, at least at the moment. I thought he was given that position to some extent at the beginning of the season because he is a first-round pick, and that's what you do to first-round picks. And, and I think Sean Ryan deserved that position and earned that position when he was in the game. If we're just trying to figure out like who's the guy that should be taking all these snaps,
right?
I felt that way really the entire time until, you know, Sean obviously became the center. And I think you're going to find out that Sean Ryan's going to be a pretty good center because his footwork's good, his profile and the contact's really, really good.
And he does have a nasty demeanor.
And that's the other thing. Aaron Banks, like you know, everybody's got shortcomings, but you start looking, okay, Aaron Banks, Sean Ryan, like these guys want to be physical. Belton wants to be physical. And it's not like Jordan Morgan probably, you know, in his mind, he's probably thinking like, you know, Mike, I'll come over to your house and beat you up. You want to see physical, right? But on the field of play, how you demonstrate that willingness to be physical through your technical aptitude and then intensity.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like that part of it, that confidence that comes with being like a technical master in a profile and footwork master, he doesn't have it. And so when you're trying to learn that stuff in real time and then you just start getting piled on in the media and your coach is yelling at you, like for me, I think it's better if he gets to take a step back and maybe focus on really developing as a player right now, and whether it's at the tackle position or the guard position or just being the main backup, like a guy like, and I've been in that exact spot, Sparky, where you struggle. It's like, man, I need to take a step back and figure out, like, there's things I'm not doing well and I need to get better at doing them.
So earlier in the show, we had a guy call in and said, man, why can't they just draft the tackle and leave him at tackle? I said, if they thought he was only a tackle, they weren't going to draft him. I promise you. This goes back to Ted Thompson. That's not what they do. There were several guys a couple of years ago that were profiling as great right tackles in the first round. He didn't, nope, not interested. Nope, not interested. And then eventually you end up getting Zach Tom, and it works out fine. Is that good or is that bad for how the Packers go about their draft process? Because even back to when you were playing, they were doing the same thing, moving guys up and down the line and everything else. And I remember Brian Bulaga joined us on a show we were doing, and we were actually out before an Admirals game. I think he was going to the Admirals game, and he was a rookie. And I remember going, man, don't let him change you. Don't let him change you. They're going to try and move you all over that line, Brian. They're going to try and move you all over that line. Don't let him change you. And he's like, really? I promise you. And that's just been their MO. And for the most part, their offensive lines have been pretty good. But like the Elgton Jenkins move to center, I don't think that worked, Mike.
Oh, no. That, listen, if you just go back to the start of the preseason, you go, okay, you know, if you went into the building, all the personnel guys, all the coaching staff, and you said, do we think this is a good idea? Bring in Aaron Banks, sign him to a mega deal, and then move your second best lineman to a position that he's not as good at, and replace him with a guy that's not as good as he is at that position. I'd guarantee that that's not a consensus pick. Like that, there's no way, right? And you know, I've talked about it on a ton of shows. It just, you never move a good player to a position that doesn't have the demands of the last position. Like that doesn't make sense. Center is a very, very cerebral and difficult position because of the communication and identification that you have to have. But just as far as having to block like an all-pro three technique all the time, you don't have to do it at center. So you're taking away a strength. But going back to like your original point, the Green Bay Packers draft good football players, and then they figure out what those players are best at. And sometimes you're going to hit and sometimes you're going to miss. Like, I think they've drafted centers to play center. Scotty Wells was a center. Mike Flanagan was a center.
That might be the one position. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you look at the rest of the play, I mean, really, all those other guys, like if you need to be able to fill in a pinch. You know, I think I played every position. I started every position except for center at some point in my career. And you can say the same about Marco. You know, most of those guys do that. Josh Sitton, all those guys can do that. The difficult part about it for me is, we've never been like a massive, you know, I want to get 350-pound guys. And I think as long as you keep that, I want to have more athletic players because there's things I want to be able to do in space. I want to run the screen game, the crack tosses, all of that. And maybe Goody doesn't think that 330 pounders can do that as well. And we can argue that point, but you know, if that's what you believe, but really, like, if you've got good athletes, they can really, they can't, I mean, Sparky, they can play anywhere. You can do some things better than others, but if like you can play tackle, you can play guard and pretty much vice versa, I think, in this league.
In past years, Mike Wall, I believe that they drafted pass protection first, run blocking was second. Yeah. You have to be able to protect Favre. You have to be able to protect Rodgers. What is this offensive line best at right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually did this on my show last night. In conclusion, after the Vikings game, it's like, what do you hang your hat on? What is that play or those series of plays where, like, I need a tough yard, I got to be able to get it? I do think they're a better pass protection team by leaps and bounds than they are, you know, just to grab a yard in the run game, whether it's like a duo downhill play or an outside, you know, that the worst play in football right now, where it's that like lateral handoff to the, you know, go to the right side. I think it's the worst play in football.
But the
it's
crazy the part about it though is I think they got Banks for run. I think they got Belton for run. I think, and they got Jenkins in the middle, I think, in large part to run. I think a majority of this offseason was spent trying to be like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, but okay, so the Philadelphia Eagles have Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah.
And there, you watch the footwork of the Philadelphia Eagles and the hand placement, like if they're profile into contact. I know that's like my key phrase for the day, but if your profile into contact is good, you're going to be real successful in this league. If your initial footwork is poor, if your hand placement is outside, and you even see with Belton, like I'm here for Belton all day because once he gets locked up, he's trying to finish. Like I'm here for Aaron Banks all day because once he gets locked up, the problem is getting to that point and that getting like footwork, that profile, they're not automatic with it. And until you get automatic with it, it looks like struggle bus time because you've got five guys, five of them have to be right every play. And if you're not automatic inside, like somebody's going to be wrong on any given play and you got problems.
So how do you get the running game going the way they want to get the running game going?
Yeah, I mean, you start from the belief that every player wants to be great and they just don't know how, right? If you're in the National Football League, and I could be wrong on some of these guys, but that's what I just tend to think because I'm an ex-player. So it's like you have to raise the level of detail and discipline in your preparation, the standards that you have of execution and practice, and when you're talking about things in the film room, how you explain different plays, and just raise that hurdle, man. Get that hurdle of execution up, that standard in the room up, and communicate that consistently and clearly every single day with these guys. And the other thing is, like, they don't really have, I mean, maybe it was Elgton Jenkins, I don't know, but he had to move positions and he's been hurt. But like, who, Zach Tom's young, but like, who's their guy where you're like, put it on my shoulders? I'm the guy who's going to go out and like, make clear a pile. I'm going to be that TJ Lang. Like, who's going to be that guy for them right now? I think Aaron Banks is trying to be that over the last 2-3 weeks. And so I think that's a good thing, but he's still got some stuff to work on, but that group needs to come together. And Spark, you see the difference right now in the offensive room versus the defensive room in the way that those guys are, they're together, they're gelled, they're confident, they're aggressive, right? They're there for each other. And it's not because these guys are tougher than these guys. It's because these guys are more confident right now. And it's like, how do you develop confidence? Well, for me, that's how you prepare.
When you and I talked last time, I believe it was after the Tucker Kraft injury, and we were having this conversation about, okay, so what now? Does Luke Musgrave end up in the Tucker Kraft role? What way do they go? Luke Musgrave isn't playing any more than he did when Tucker Kraft was on the field. So that clearly wasn't an option. And we're talking about run blocking, and we knew that losing Tucker Kraft was going to hurt that aspect because of how physical he is at the line of scrimmage. Now it feels like an offense that just isn't really going to have the tight end be any type of focal point in this offense going forward.
Yeah, it's tough with that. Yards after contact is gone. You know, I mean, it's effectively gone, especially at that position. It's been surprising, honestly. It was surprising this week. And again, a lot of that has to do with the J.J. McCarthy-led, you know, offense for the Vikings. But being in all that 12, I like that they go to jumbo because that's going to give them some optionality if they kind of like increase the menu of that part of their playbook. But they're in a lot of 12 personnel. And like, you know, I'm of the opinion that you don't bring dance partners to a dance if they don't like dancing. And so if you don't have guys that want to block in that room or are not competent in blocking, you know, then don't draw those plays up and put them in and go, hey, if we just draw this up on paper and we say that these guys should be able to block him because Tucker could or, you know, so-and-so could, like, that's not the reality that you live in now. And you need to change and figure out what those guys do well and just let them do those things. I mean, that's an old Bill Belichick. Like,
yeah,
we don't care what you can't do, man. Let's figure out what you can do, and then we're gonna implement that.
Why aren't you coaching?
Oh man, I think I'm unhireable, Sparky. I'll be honest. I am too opinionated.
Yeah, but man, I mean, everything, again, I'm just a dude with a microphone in front of me, so you don't got to sell me, but man, it sounds to me like you should be coaching somewhere in the National Football League, whether it's Green Bay or somebody
with guys,
else.
Sparky, I work with NFL players away from their teams. I work with them every week. I was doing it right before I called you. I mean, that's what I do for a living, and I love doing it, and, you know, at that level, you know, there's a lot that goes into that that, you know, we probably don't understand.
I love you nonetheless. Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. Again, follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. Go ahead and, as always, and promote on the way out.
Yeah, I'm doing I just did a game breakdown of this one, Sparky. It's on the Process to Perform channel. It's also on Andy Herman's Pack-A-Day Network. And I'll be doing a game preview for the Thanksgiving game against the Lions. Check that out again, Process to Perform on YouTube. Follow me, MikeWall68 on Instagram. Sparky, thank you so much for having me on, bud.
You could have done Greyhound racing. You talk so fast right there. You could have called Greyhound.
I just had two coffees, baby. Man. Two coffees and an espresso.
And your shirt says caffeine, so that also adds to it.
Every day, man. Steak and scotch, caffeine and kilos. Let's get it.
I love it. Mike Wall, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
You as well.
Take care. There he is, Mike Wall, joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Groomer Law. One call, that's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.